This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello to everyone out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your guest host this morning, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, of course, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this wonderful, lovely Tuesday morning edition live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, by way of Southern California, of course. We're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio. And, of course, to all of our great affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the Internet and via satellite over the GCN network. A big hello to all of our affiliates out there this morning. Now, as always, we're going to give a special shout-out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, and, of course, our U.S. Coast Guard and all those keeping us free and safe. And everybody working out there across the land, keeping America rolling along in the overnights, 18-wheeler truck drivers. You've got FedEx and UPS drivers. You've got the mail haulers out there hauling the mail. We got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel. And we don't want to forget our Amazon warehouse workers, our Amazon drivers, delivering all those packages to all the people across the country. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's all lowercase, at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, folks. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. They even have a link there where you can listen to the GCN feed. You can listen to the program all throughout the day. Every 4 hours it repeats, and you can hear the program whenever you want to hear it as well. Don't forget our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And we want to hear from you. And I think we're going to go to the phone lines here real quick. We've got the retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the line. Colonel, are you there?
I am, Professor. Yeah,
excellent.
It's kind of fitting. Yeah, I'm Lieutenant Colonel, United States Army retired, and it's kind of neat that the entry voiceover right there starts with the K-Songs go rolling along, the Army song. I'm delighted.
Right.
Of course, Captain Matt Bruce is an Army veteran himself in Vietnam, and so I'm delighted. And I want to tell you, Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren, it's been seamless. You have towed the K-Songs throughout the evening almost seamlessly, in the temporary absence of Captain Matt Bruce, but I'm delighted. I've been listening to you, and I always listen to you. I come on and listen to you, and so I'm not surprised that you've done such a marvelous job in picking up and pulling the caissons along as we hit the dusty trail here on Tuesday morning.
Well, that is just really, I so much appreciate that. Thank you so much. It really means a lot to me. And do you want to get started this morning as we say the pledge before we get on to our topics?
That is absolutely the best way to set the tone for you and me and the listener.
Absolutely. So here we go. I pledge allegiance
to
the
flag
of the United States
of America
and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For all.
Absolutely. And as Captain Matt always says, we emphasize those two words, folks, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right. Well, you know, we're seeing there was an attack, it looks like, made onto Kiev by the Russian forces. And it looks like it was pretty intense from what we understand.
Yeah, it's nothing new, but the intensity was new. This went on for a while, and we've talked here on America's Third Watch a little bit about the context of this. You know, it was about a half year ago that the Russians and Vladimir would try to further them because they were pretty much stalled out. And so there'd been a lot of fighting, half of which being fought by mercenary forces on behalf of Russia in Bakhmut and other places like that. And that has not gone very well. And then there was a plan which got leaked by us for a counteroffensive on the part of Zelensky in Ukraine, and that either because it wasn't ready or but part because you don't got to have some element of surprise, at least for the time and place. But as you know, in anticipation of that, and also to shore up the bad media stories about how poorly the invasion has gone in the time, well over a year now, has gone, they've stepped it up. And, of course, we had about 18 missiles that were fired from various means by Russia and Vladimir Putin. And that included, of those 18, we had cruise missiles fired both from the Black Sea as well as some fired overland, but and also combined with Iranian-based UAVs that both provide intelligence, but also provide an offensive capability. And Russia is trying to procure more of those from Iran, surprise, surprise, in order to buttress this. And that's what they're doing. It didn't, apparently, these 18 missiles didn't have much effect, at least by first reports. It destroyed some buildings and all that, but it did represent an intensifying of what's been going on for several weeks right now, but to no effect. And of course, it's happening while Zelensky is doing his European tour to replenish Ukraine's arsenal and build political support ahead of Ukrainians' next moves.
Exactly right. No, I appreciate what you're saying so much because, you know, I think a lot of this, it seems so far and away, but it really is very important what's happening literally day by day in that place. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And I want to ask you about the Belarus president. What's happened to him, if anything has happened to him? We don't know yet. So, okay, folks, stay on the line right there, Lieutenant Colonel, and we are going to be right back with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright and with more right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. KC and the Sunshine Band bringing us back in here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. And, of course, I'm Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, who's out on assignment at a secret undisclosed location somewhere out there in the United States of America. We're glad that you're with us this morning, and we have so much more to talk about. We're going to get right back to our guest here in just a moment. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is going to be with us, but I want to tell you as well that this portion of the program is brought to you by the good people at Moss Nissan. You want to check them out, Moss Nissan of Newport Richey. You can find them at mossnissan.com. You can also find out more about the Moss Family Automotive Group by going to mossfamilyautomotive.com. So check them out, and they're going to take good care of you. Absolutely will. And the captain has had really great experiences with them, and he's told all kinds of great stories. So you can definitely know you're going to go into a place that is going to take very, very good care of you indeed. All right, back to the telephone lines we go. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is back with us. Hello, Kevin.
That's right. And I'm getting down tonight and into the morning hour with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics on America's Third Watch. I think we wanted to talk about Alexander Lukashenko.
Yes,
I want to keep this in perspective about why that story is important and why the story may not be as important as somebody may want us to believe. Yeah, Alexander Lukashenko. Of course, he is the autocratic ruler in Belarus, 68 years old. And the reason why this story is important is because Belarus is, that's the gem for Russia and Vladimir Putin. That, of course, is the launching pad for the invasion of Ukraine. That is that buttress between NATO and Poland and Ukraine and the nations of the West, a part of NATO, to the west of that. So it's very important for that reason. And Russia, under absolutely no means, would ever tolerate a non-friendly regime in Belarus. They can't afford to do that from whatever perspective that they have. But as to Lukashenko, of course, the report is that it was rumored that he's not well, and the degree to which we don't know, because it's a very close society, just like Russia has increasingly become. If you remember about a year ago, there's all these rumors bubbling up about how Putin might be on his last days, and he was ill and those things, and lo and behold, he rose up like a phoenix out of the ashes.
Right.
He did that. And we don't know what the deal will be with Lukashenko. But he was pictured for the first time. But funny, the pictures that were shown appear to be pictures that might have been when he was a month ago, was in Russia with Vladimir Putin, representing the victory against Germany in World War II. So be careful about any reports about Lukashenko. And moreover, the opposition leader in Belarus, I'm not even going to try to pronounce her name, and because she's not in Belarus. But since 2020, she's been in self-imposed exile. And she is not friendly to Putin and Russia, which is why she is in self-imposed exile. It would not be healthy for her to be there. But be careful what you read into this. Even should something happen to Lukashenko, Belarus will continue to be, for the foreseeable future, a buttress for Vladimir and Russia. But it does bear watching, as anything does in that region and in the world, because they all tie together.
Yes, exactly right. I appreciate what you're saying about that so very much, because I think a lot of people do wonder what the dynamics are there. And we know, of course, that just recently, didn't Russia bring in some of their nuclear forces into Belarus, which is also alarming. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, at what point do you think Vladimir Putin thinks that he's had enough is enough? He doesn't have the support at home, and he wants to go out in a blaze of glory. Does he ever seriously contemplate using a nuke to get what he wants?
And, of course, that's a million-dollar question. You know, he may be crazy in some folks' minds, but he's not stupid. He didn't get where he's been. He didn't survive from the Soviet Union and carry over the remnants of the Soviet Union and his KGB-isms into being the elected leader of Russia by being stupid. And I think that that's largely saber-rattling at this point, but make no bones about it. This right now is and will continue to be a long-seated war of attrition, survival of that which survives the longest. And I think both Zelensky and Russia, and I think our heart, we recognize that that will be, that it's a war of attrition. But at some point, if he cannot go to peace talks from a position of strength and gain something, having expended some of the resources that include, what, about 20,000 Russian soldiers and all that in this, ill-considered, in my opinion, and he's got to be in the back of his mind, invasion of Ukraine, that he's got to say, hey, I am not walking away from this without anything. And so we've got to wait and see. You got to watch it carefully, because we live in a dangerous world. And if we, as the United States, as we are not now, exercising the kind of leadership in the way we can through either diplomatic, economic, or sometimes military channels, and unfortunately, this administration is failing on all three fronts, the gap gets filled, and it gets filled by evildoers and those that are looking out for their own. And the world looks to America to provide leadership. It isn't there right now, and it allows a door to open for people to do crazy things. Right now, I don't think that's an imminent threat, nukes, but it's certainly something that's always in the background, and that's the way Vladimir likes it.
What do you think Vladimir Putin's calculus is vis-a-vis China moving against Taiwan at some point in the future? We don't know if it's going to be a long time from now, or it could be very short. But how does that play into what would be happening with the war in Ukraine? It would start to deplete our resources, I think, very, very quickly, faster than they're already being depleted.
Oh, yeah, and Taiwanese president is traveling world, too, advocating for a not just a one China, but a one Taiwan policy. That's his play on that. But yeah, quite clearly, for a long time, and we in the United States, at least our administration, was slow to wake up to the fact that we have an evil triumvirate, and that is Iran, China, and Russia. They talk, and they have decided what their individual interests are that serve that, and everything that they are doing are serving one another's interests to do that, to include China. And they've decided where their powers, and it's not just in regional, it's globally by all three of them. And that's clear to point out. But the calculus, it's hard to sell the calculus because China clearly is the ace holder in this deck amongst the three. They have the ability to wage a more diplomatic, economic, and military power. Who would have thought that? I mean, a year ago, I was on my Military Matters podcast, and we kind of concluded it was unthinkable that there would be an invasion of Taiwan. But guess what? In the last few months, that's no longer the unthinkable. And that's the scary thing about the world today, when you have a vacuum of leadership in what we have. It's kind of like what led to World War One and World War Two. Vacuums of leadership lead to bad things on behalf of everybody, both the good and the evildoers in the world, unfortunately.
No, you're absolutely right about that. You just need to think back to Neville Chamberlain coming back with a piece of paper saying, hey, don't worry, I went over and talked to him. It's all good. We don't have anything to worry about, and the world caught on fire. And what I'm afraid of right now is that we see the starting of that again. Because, and I'm so glad that you mentioned it, it's the vacuum of leadership. And the idea, even with President Trump in the Oval Office, or even President Reagan, for example, I think you had people thinking, I don't know what this guy's going to do, but whatever it is, it's going to be bad, as opposed to this guy doesn't know what he might do ever because, you know, the Easter Bunny hasn't come over and told him which way to go yet.
Yeah, you know, restoring the republic, and I use the word restore the republic and not preserve the republic because in many ways our republic, it's been a long time coming. It's been over a century, but it's accelerated the dissolution of our constitutional republic, and that's unfortunate. In fact, that I'm with many of the commentators to say never in the history of the United States of America has so much bad been wrought upon the republic than in the last 3 years under the current administration. I hate to say that. I really would have preferred to have seen whoever was president of the United States, Democrat, Republican, succeed. But based upon foundational principles of our nation, not something that is adverse to that. And so, yeah, we've got a little over here right now. We got to restore the republic.
That's right. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, thank you for joining us. We're going to talk to you next time. Here comes the music. You take care, sir.
You have a great day, Tom.
Thank you. Take care. All right, folks, back in just a moment with more Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The FBI responded to the scathing report by Special Counsel John Durham that found the Department of Justice and FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law when it launched the Trump-Russia investigation, Crossfire Hurricane hoax. In a statement, the agency said dozens of corrective actions were done. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News last night.
The same pattern. Create the lie. Big media runs with the lie. Big tech amplifies the lie. When we try to tell the truth, they call us names. The one thing that is always proven right is we were right about it all along.
A fire roared through a hostel in New Zealand's capital of Wellington overnight, killing at least six people and forcing others to flee the four-story building in what a fire chief called this morning his worst nightmare. The hostel has 92 rooms. Lance Pry, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning, here as we make our way through the 5 o'clock hour. And we hope that you have some great plans for today. If you're waking up with us, good morning to you. And we have a lot more to talk about here on the program this morning. If you'd like to join in and opine, you can give us a call at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. We also want to tell you about our friends over at the National Aviation Academy, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Visit naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And that's because they're aircraft mechanic schools, and you can become the future of aviation maintenance. Check them out at naa.edu. You won't be sorry. Great career opportunities and great people to work with. So definitely check them out. You know, we've been talking a lot this morning throughout the program about the Durham report. We've been talking about the cover-up or the lack of coverage, probably is a better way of putting it, for the all this information coming out about the Biden family. And so where all this is going to go, I think it's going to go into the hopper, into the minds of voters, and they're going to be saying things to themselves like, okay, we see what's happening. We see exactly what's happening. And not just Republicans, but I think you're going to have a lot of independents who are kind of sick of the dirty tricks, and they're kind of sick of all the stuff. And I think you're going to have some Democrats who are kind of sick of Joe Biden and all the stuff and the messaging, and they just get on board and blindly, parrot back whatever the administration is saying, especially through their White House press secretary, And they're going to see a lot of these things happening, especially how it looks as though it was intertwined with the Hillary Clinton campaign via the Steele dossier and how the FBI got started into Operation Crossfire Hurricane. It's not the last we've heard of this. So we're talking about those different things this morning. And again, want to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. And something else I want to bring up to you, because a lot of you across our great affiliates out there this morning, you're listening to us on an AM radio in many cases. You might be driving in your car, in your truck. You're picking us up on great AM radio affiliates. Well, we want to tell you about something that's happening out there, and we can sure use your help about that, because communities across the country depend on AM radio stations like this one, the one you're listening to right now, whether you're in the car or on the job or on the go. And it's our honor, it's literally our honor, to provide you the news, the weather, the traffic reports that you depend on. And we need your help. We need you to text AM, that's AM, to 52886. That's text AM to 52886 and tell Congress you want to keep AM radio in cars. There's a move afoot, of course, to drop AM radio capabilities out of new cars. Because in communities across the heartland, AM radio stations like ours are a vital connection to emergency information, weather updates, local news, sports, and entertainment. And again, we need your help. Text AM to 52886. And again, tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. Because basically, you're going to be able to use that AM radio, especially for those all-important weather reports. When Captain Matt and I talk about some of these severe thunderstorms and weather that comes through these different areas, a lot of times people are left with their battery-operated AM radio. But also, if they're driving in their car, we want to be able to tell them, hey, if you're on interstate thus and such, turn around, and they'll hear us. And that's important because it helps to save lives. All right, we got Eric in Tennessee on the line, I understand. Hello, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, you were talking with the colonel just the previous segment regarding what's going on in the Eastern Europe as far as Zelensky and Putin and stuff. And this is my two cents on it. That airstrike, those strikes that the missile strikes that have just occurred in Ukraine occurred a couple days ago, and there have been reports of spikes in gamma radiation in one of the towns where an ammunition depot was located, and the gamma radiation was because people are speculating because it was a spike and not indigenous to the surrounding area and levels, that it was depleted uranium munitions that were hit or that were lit off, so to speak, in that ammo supply point in western Ukraine. So I think I do agree that the colonel said that to affect a good offensive or counteroffensive, you should not telegraph or dictate the time and place. However, the Ukrainian administration has been telegraphing that for at least since late February, talking about the coming spring offensive. In March, it was going to come in April, and in April, it was going to come at the end of April and early May. So here we are doing this, and as far as I'm not trying to be an apologist here, and if it sounds like that, I think people really need to listen to the words being used. This is an assessment, an observation of what's going on. As far as Belarus, people don't realize this also. Belarus is a massive high-tech producer of high-tech drones in Eastern Europe. So there's other things at play other than people saber-rattling regarding nuclear weapons, et cetera. And I think the colonel also had mentioned regarding foreign policy and its lack of U.S. effectiveness in foreign policy and the stability, such as we saw with President Trump and during his administration and all the deal-making that he has done. And I think that is also coming to pass with what you see going on in the Middle East. Got Saudi Arabia linking up with Iran in a Chinese brokered deal. You have Saudi Arabia and Yemen putting down arms. Now there's reports that Egypt is going to team with Iran by meeting in Iraq in a deal similar to what was facilitated by the Chinese between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And now we also hear that Saudi Arabia is inviting Syria back into the Arab League for the first time in like 6 or 7 years since all the hoopla went on in Syria over the past decade or so. So I think that regarding Zelensky and Belarus and Russia and the Middle East and stuff, we are in a world of hurt. I think the stability that we as the United States and Western world in general have enjoyed for so long since post-World War II era, because of foreign policy, because of effective leadership, I think we're coming to see, you know, basically in the Middle East, Saddam Hussein's dream of Arab unity coming to pass right now, you know, for, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. That's what's going on. And I think that one thing also people should remember, one final thing regarding Zelensky, he has yet to return back into Ukraine since the reported drone attack on the Kremlin. So, you know, that's been, what, over 10 days ago now? About 10 days or so ago? I could be, you know, give me 7 days at least. But anyway, I appreciate you taking my call. Thanks for letting me vent a little bit. And Semper Fi.
Well, thank you, Eric. Semper Fi to you, too. Appreciate the call. I think when we think about the idea that the world is catching on fire and you have these unholy alliances starting up, again, it all goes back to what the Lieutenant Colonel was saying, what Eric was just echoing there. I think it goes back to a vacuum of leadership without the real sense that something is going to be done, and also not only the diplomatic interventions and so forth to set the stage to try to have a stable world. This is what I think people get very concerned about. They get concerned that the stability of things is almost being thrown out the window for what? And one of the things I wanted to talk to the Lieutenant Colonel about, I'll ask him next time, is, again, this idea of what's happening to our own military. We seem to be focused on everything but making sure we can fight the different wars and make sure that we have a ready force and that we're watching very carefully how China is building up and all these kinds of things. Because it seems to me, folks, that all that needs to happen is one little mistake and you're off to the races. One little mistake in Ukraine, Russia shoots down a British plane, for example, or it shoots down something else they're not supposed to do, or something else goes over into Poland. You just never know. And you have to, again, have that person there who's got their hand on the tiller, who knows what to do, and not just knows what to do, but that our allies and our enemies alike know that they know what they're doing. That's been absent for a time, and it's most unfortunate. You know, we take no joy in pointing out the problems that Joe Biden has and demonstrates, but it's really now for the good of our nation. He wants to run for president. And, again, get a second term. I just don't know the American people are going to want to give that to him at this point. But you got to watch out because the dirty tricks, the messaging, the complicit media, all those things go together, could be a recipe for a disaster, just like we saw in the midterm election. Should have been a red tsunami, turned out to not be so much so, right? But there's still time, and there's a lot of things happening now that are starting to line up that show that, wait a minute, Joe Biden's got a record? He doesn't want to run on that. I don't think he wants to run on it at all. All right, well, speaking of running, we got to run to the break because here comes the music. I want you to stay right there. We're coming right back for the final segment of the program this morning. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt. Stay there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. All right, we got Wang Chung bringing us back in here to the final segment of the morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, broadcasting live, of course, from our Moss Family Automotive Studio. And we're glad that you're with us. Don't forget, you can call in 1-877-969-8600. My name is Kyle Warren. I'm in for Captain Matt, who is on assignment right now, secret undisclosed location somewhere out there. And we appreciate him very, very much. And, of course, we've appreciated your calls this morning. We've appreciated our guests. And we have a lot more to talk about before we wrap it up here this morning. So, once again, do want to hear from you. And, you know, something that we mentioned earlier, just wanted to revisit. I saw this article saying that it looks like Vice President Kamala Harris could hurt Joe Biden's reelection bid. And I saw that and I had to laugh because I think that's obviously true. There's no doubt. I think, folks, that the Democrat Party is in a free fall at this point. They don't know what to do about Joe Biden. They don't know what to do about Kamala Harris. They can't simply transfer the mantle to Kamala Harris. It's not going to work. She's had her chance. It doesn't seem to me that voters are going to vote and say, you know, Joe Biden, he's not doing so well, but I don't know. Could Kamala take over? I don't see that happening. And I think the Democrat Party wanted to go over to Gavin Newsom. Maybe he was going to be their white knight, as it were, but now you got the California budget so messed up with such a huge deficit that they didn't calculate properly back in January that I think it also helps to sort of nix him out of the running, because he would just be viciously attacked about it all the time as a candidate. But you never know. They'll try their best to rehabilitate him. Before we go here in a moment, let's talk to Todd in Tampa. How you doing, Todd?
Doing fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. What's on your mind?
Good. Just want to get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to say, McCarthy, what are you doing in negotiating with Joe Biden, okay? What are you doing? Because he's letting the illegals in. There's nothing to negotiate. Okay, we don't have any money. Joe Biden can't build anything. Joe Biden is a disaster. Okay, Joe Biden's policies are terrible. Let me tell blacks, I grew up with blacks in the Bronx, New York, what are you, look at this guy. These illegals are taking your jobs, okay? They're giving them a work permit, and they don't care about you. They want cheap labor. No black in America should vote for a Democrat, period. No person should vote for Joe Biden or a Democrat. It's a disgrace. That's how bad they are. Okay, so I hope that you stand up for yourself, stand up for your kids, stand up for your country. Joe Biden cares about Joe Biden, okay? He doesn't care about the American people. Doesn't care about you in Kentucky or Tennessee or California or New York. He's a disaster. So it's that simple. McCarthy, there's nothing to negotiate, okay? And you should be out there putting the Biden syndicate crime family on display every single day and letting the American people know what a crook he is. Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it. You know, Todd brings up a good point in the sense of who wants to go out and vote for Joe Biden. I heard it put the other day, and I thought it really hit the mark. And that is, back in 2020, a lot of people cast a vote against Donald Trump. They weren't necessarily casting a vote for Joe Biden. And there was Joe Biden, Basement Joe, sitting in the basement, and they're desperately trying to figure out a way to make that happen again, where he doesn't really have to go out all that much. But it was it wasn't a vote for Joe Biden. But here we go. Something that Donald Trump has now, whether or not he's the nominee, there's a record of what was accomplished. It's kind of like, you know, Lindbergh flies over the Atlantic and everybody says, oh, that can be done. I didn't know you could do that. Well, look, this guy just did it. And then a bunch of people started flying across the Atlantic. It became commonplace. But it took one person to say, I'm going to turn my airplane into a flying gas can and I'm going to make it work and show the world that it can be done. This is akin to what Trump was able to accomplish, I think. So whether or not he becomes the nominee or becomes elected president again, people understand that we can be energy independent, that we can have a strong foreign policy, we can deal with China from a position of strength. We can go through all these things and we can help to restabilize the world in such a way that people aren't saying, well, Joe Biden, he's just kind of off in the ether somewhere. And this is all possible. It's all doable. We can get our economy under control. We can have lower interest rates. We can have more opportunity. But what happens in the meantime is you've got a lot of people trying to divide people along racial lines, certainly along socioeconomic lines, trying to stir up all kinds of hatred of your neighbor. None of that is good for our country. None of that's good for America. And I think people are smarter than that across the highways and byways. But they keep getting these same signals. And so what do we got to do? We got to overwhelm those signals with good signals. That's my opinion about the whole thing. And so again, I do appreciate what Todd in Tampa was saying, but because obviously we do have to get back to basics, basically. Well, here's an interesting story too I saw earlier. Newsmax. Newsmax is really coming up, and certainly after what happened with the firing of Tucker Carlson from Fox News, Newsmax started getting a lot more viewers and eyeballs as a result of that. And this article caught my eye. Newsmax beat CNN in primetime on Friday. Can you imagine being an executive over at CNN trying to figure out what what the heck went wrong with everything, especially as they're trying to rebrand or they're trying to sort of reform themselves into more of a news organization, quote unquote, straight up the middle. I think they got a long way to go, obviously. But certainly what happened with the Trump town hall should be very telling to them. But CNN may be foundering much more than we ever thought. I wonder how long it can possibly last. I think that's a very, very good question indeed. And so once again, folks, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, 1-877-969-8600. My name's Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in this morning for Captain Matt, who's going to be back very soon. But we do want to hear from you, even in the time we have left here today. I think we'd have time for one more call if somebody would like to call in and opine. By the way, Jordan, the Jordan Neely issue that's happening, of course, now Daniel Penny, the ex-Marine who's now been charged with second-degree manslaughter, of course, he's now raising upwards of $2 million for his legal defense fund. And after watching the video, watching all these things, I think that a lot of people are concluding that he didn't have some kind of intent in order to do harm. It looked like he was trying to step in and be a good Samaritan. It's always tragic when something like this happens. But what I'm concerned about is, again, this notion of trying to racialize this, to make it into something where there has to be some other kind of violence or some other kind of thing that goes along with this, rather than saying, look, this is a terrible tragedy, it's terrible that it happened, but there was no malicious intent. So we will see how this plays out. But, of course, it's Alvin Bragg, Manhattan DA, and I suppose anything's possible. I guess a good question is, where is Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, where is he going to be prosecuting criminals and other things that actually happen in the city? What's happening with that? Why isn't he doing that? All right, and then also, looks like here we've got the TSA now. Next time you go to the airport, folks, they might be in a pilot program. See what I did there? A little pun there. Pilot program of having your facial recognition used at airport security checkpoints. This is, again, being done by the Transportation Security Administration. Now, of course, when you go to Las Vegas, I think they've been using facial recognition for quite some time. Indeed, I think when you walk into the major casinos, they know you're there. They know if you're a high roller or not, I'm pretty sure. But it doesn't apply to me, though. I'm not a high roller. I put $20 into a machine. It's gone. That's just what happens, unfortunately. But once again, I've had a great time here today on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Thank you to Captain Matt Bruce for allowing me to sit in on the program today in his stead. It's a great honor for me to do that. I appreciate Joe at the station as well. Thank you for all your help and production. We couldn't do this without you. And thank you to all the listeners, all the affiliates, everybody who's chimed in on the program tonight. My guest, Chris Markowski, of course, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and all the callers. Appreciate it very much. And I will see you right back here later tonight on the program, Captain's America Third Watch. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com for more information. Have a great morning. Take care out there, everybody.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.